My conversation with Satan. I have had many conversations with Father Satan and Azazel, only very few have I ever written down. Satan and his top-ranking demons do not appear face-to-face to everyone. Those of us who work directly with him as he advises us and dictates instructions we are to carry out see him face-to-face. Father Satan is very calm and understanding. He gives his people a sense of peace inside. He does not conform to any of the stereotypical descriptions of him. He is very unique. I have found one must get to know him for oneself. He is unlike anything I have ever read about him. Satan frequently emphasizes the importance of daily power meditation to me. He has also told me our side is one. Satan lost a battle a long time ago, but not the war. He has recently won the war. He is appalled at the condition of the world. To begin with, I want to fill everyone in on a couple of things, so what I am about to relate will make better sense. In my studies, I have read many times of accounts of near-death experiences. I was reading a book, The U.S. Military Use of Psychics. The author who wrote the book was a trained psychic for the U.S. Army. He had a chapter on death and dying. He mentioned hell, what he believed to be hell. These are the same old horror stories where fear is used to manipulate and control due to a lack of knowledge on the part of humanity. The following is what Satan himself had to say about it. Here is an excerpt from a conversation I had with him. I thought of Azazel, and before I knew it, I was sitting beside him in a sort of rest area out of doors. The sky was what we would see on a cloudy, light gray day. There were marble blocks, alien something we wouldn't see here, and a marble bench. I sat beside him. In the distance was a slate-colored pyramid. Before I knew it, Father Satan sat down on the other side of me, with me in the middle. He spoke to me for a while, and here is an excerpt of the conversation. The words in between the brackets are my own words. Okay. Father Satan said to me, "Do you know why the pyramid has so much power? Because it is pointed to the sky." Then I asked him, as I was interested, though not overly concerned, about the experiences of many who think they have seen hell. Satan replied, "There are pockets, vortexes of very destructive negative energy, hatred, anger, fear, murder, death, and every other destructive thing. These are like black holes, wormholes. They accumulate negative energy like a vacuum. When you meditate, do you notice a difference?" And I said, "Yes." Then Satan said, "There are different planes of existence. When you meditate, you elevate to a higher plane. There are different levels, and through meditation, you live on a higher plane than most others. People who are on an already lower level can get tied into this vortex of negative energy and pulled in. Those who, like atheists and non-believers, are on their own and are susceptible to anything. The enemy knows how to use these." When he mentioned the enemy, I saw gray extraterrestrials. Then he got this sort of sad look on his face and said, "I know they equate that with me. There is a place here that we have for deceased souls. You have seen it. This is the place I saw with the barroom and the people smoking. We protect whoever comes to us. Some are misguided, and we reincarnate them until they can see the truth and are ready to come here. Most people, those who are without, get reincarnated." Azazel is disgusted with the degeneration of the human soul. At the base chakra, human beings have been sealed off from energy. This is symbolized by those two angels who guard the tree of life with flaming swords. This is analogous to tying off a limb and allowing no blood or lymph to circulate and leaving it to wither and die. This has been the case with the human soul, which Yahweh has sealed off from Kundalini energy. Our souls have drastically degenerated. Bringing up the Kundalini serpent is very difficult and can be dangerous for the average person, as we are used to operating on a very low level of bioelectricity. Azazel told me 10,000 years ago we were close to perfection. We lived side by side with the gods. The earth was attacked. And the reference to the mistaken concept of hell on The Seventh Sense by Lynn Buchanan, copyright 2003. And I also want to add, Yahweh is a name for a bunch of extraterrestrial grays and reptilians out there. It's not like a actual being.